So, once upon a time, there was a sailor whose ship was a bit ripe for getting busted. His ship was all old and creaky, and the timbers were a bit bare and hadn't been looked after properly, so they were warping.
What timbered?
The wood. So the wood was bending and warping, and that ship, you could look at it and think, whoa, I wouldn't go to sea in a ship like that. And that's what most of the crew who used to man her had thought at one point, until there was really just three people left who were willing to get on that ship and take it anyway. And one was the captain, who loved his ship so much that he couldn't possibly part from it, even though he didn't really have enough money to buy it, the timbers that it needed, and the new sail, and the new mast, and then just about everything that it needed. And the other one was his first mate, who was very, very loyal, and had always been with the captain, and always been alongside of him, whatever had happened. So he wasn't leaving either. And the third was a young lad who was so foolish, you could say, that he didn't really think about it very much. He was just happy to be on a ship. Any ship would do. He wanted to be out at sea. So, there was a time when the three of them, they set out to sea in that ship, and three wasn't really quite enough to keep that ship at sea. But it was just three that they could muster, so out they went, and the ship was leaky and creaky, and the mast was a bit bendy, and the sail was a bit holey, but off into the blue sea they sailed. Now, they'd sailed a long time, or maybe it was just a short time. But after a while, down in the ocean, what did they see? The fiercest creature that lives in the ocean. They saw a shark! A shark! Big teeth! Big jaws! Anybody who falls into the water where there's a shark, better watch out. But they didn't know it. They didn't know there was a shark near. They were just sailing along blithely, unaware that anything bad was going to happen, when all of a sudden, one of the timbers, one of the planks in the hull of the ship, it went boing, which means it sprang away from where it should have been, and suddenly, where there were boards before, now there was a big hole. A big hole, and what do you get when you have a big hole in a boat? You get water coming in. Soon that ship was taking in so much water, and it was beginning to sink into the water, and the shark was and soon another of the timbers on that boat, it went bang, and now there were two holes. And when you have two holes, you have twice as much water. Soon the water was coming in everywhere. That ship was filling up with so much water, and it was sinking down into the water. And the shark was And the shark was thinking to himself, which one am I going to eat first? Will it be the old one? Will it be the middle one? Or will it be the young, juicy one? I wonder. Meanwhile, the old one, that's the old captain, and the first mate, that's the middle one, and the young lad, that's the young one. Why, they were trying to bail out the water and save the ship, even though after a while they could see that it was a lost cause. Let's launch the raft, says the first mate. And they chuck the big raft over the side of the boat.
What?
It's like something that you have when a ship is really going down. You have like an emergency sort of boat. And it was really just a few planks tied together with rope. But it was probably a better prospect for floating than that boat was. So they threw it overboard and they all jumped onto it. And as they're jumping onto it, their little legs are kicking in the water. And the shark looking up, and he could see the three pairs of legs kicking in the water and thinking, shall I have the old hairy ones? Shall I have the middle not so hairy ones? Or shall I have the young juicy ones? Before long he's made his choice and he swims up to the surface of the water and he opens up his big jaws and there's a foot that's dangling right down there and he opens his big jaws and he goes but just before he can bite, why? I don't know what it is, but somehow the clouds above, they part and a beam of sunlight goes right down into the water and right between the shark's jaws. And the shark is so amazed that he springs back. And the men, they see what was underneath about to bite them and they jump onto the raft and they say, oh no, we're lost. What will we do now? What will we do now? And the old man, he starts saying, oh, well, this is the end of us. We'll never get out of this. That's a shark and we've no boat to protect us now, just a raft. And the middle one, he starts saying his prayers and getting ready to die. And the young one, he says, wow, a shark. I never saw a shark before. Let me tell it some stories. What? Said the two others. Let me tell it some stories. And at that, he starts to tell the shark stories. And at first, the shark wasn't interested and was just kind of politely listening and waiting for him to finish. But after the first two or three stories, well, the stories are so interesting that the shark, he kind of can't wait for the next word and he can't wait for the next sentence and he can't wait till the end. And when it's over, he wants another one and another one and another one until it's very strange. Before long, that ship's sunk right down into the depths of the ocean. And that raft, it's just bobbing on the surface of the ocean, bobbing there, bobbing there, and there's two men sleeping now because they've heard enough and they're tired and it's night time and there's one young lad and he's telling stories like no one's ever told stories, and the shark, she's just going in circles listening. She's never heard such stories. She's never heard such stories, and they have her feeling a great fondness for people and all the strange things that people do. And she's learning, you see, all about people and their ways. And she's learning to love them and learning to appreciate them and learning to see how funny and strange and wonderful people can be all at the same time. Well, by the time she's finished, by the time the young boy has finished telling all his stories and he's no more stories to tell, he just lays down and he falls asleep. And the shark, why, he's done so much listening, she just falls asleep too. When the next day dawns, why, everybody's up and the shark wants more stories. And it goes on like this for days and it goes on like this for weeks. And the shark is hearing more and more stories and won't bear to have nothing but stories. Can't bear to listen to no stories. She wants them all the time. Until all this time, with no one quite noticing it, the raft has drifted. Why? It's drifted next to a large port.
And the port?
Port is where you have a big city or a town next to the sea, and there's all kinds of places for ships to dock. It's called a port. And there were boats going in and out, little boats and big boats. And why? When people saw the three men clinging to the raft, why? They came out in little boats to rescue them. But the young lad, he didn't want to be rescued. He said, no, I'm not finished. What do you mean finished? Well, I'm in the middle of my story. What do you mean the middle of your story? They said, the story to the shark. Shark? They all said, where? And they started getting ready their harpoons. And
what's
their
harpoons?
It's like something that you can shoot into the water to kill a shark. And their spears. And the boy said, no, don't kill him. He's my friend. But he's a shark, they said. And sharks are deadly. They can kill a person and we don't want them round here. He's listening to a story. You can't kill him while he's listening to a story. Well, then we'll kill him afterwards. All right, said the boy. But he did something very clever. He told his story. And as soon as he came to the end of it, he carried on telling. So that they now had another story, and they couldn't interrupt that because they'd agreed not to. And he did the same the next time, and the next, until one story wove tightly into the next, wove as tightly as a sailor's pair of trousers. Why? Until there really wasn't any gaps at all, and all the people who'd come out with their fishhooks and their spears and their harpoons, they were listening too, and you know the strangest thing happened? They too couldn't wait to hear the next thing. They too were sitting there and they were listening to the boy and they were quite amazed and wanting to hear the next story. So that when at last he said, all right, that's the end of it, they all said, no, more stories. And he had to carry on and tell more stories. And in all of this, the shark, realizing what danger he was in, he swam away, swam back to the open sea. But before he went, he gave a little wave, and the boy saw it and waved back. So that when the boy next came to the end of his story, he said, no, that's enough, I'm tired now. One of them said, right, we can get the shark now. But when they looked down into the water, the shark was gone. The shark was gone, and so gone that they started wondering if actually there had been a shark there at all. For they had fallen into such a state of a dreaming kind of way, listening to all his stories, that they started to wonder if maybe the shark had been just another thing in one of the boy's stories. And they took him back to shore and they gave him tea and they gave him biscuits and they asked him what kind of a life he'd had out there. And he said, I had a fine life. I found that I could tell stories. I could tell stories and save lives by doing so. I think she was a she. I kept on calling her he, but she was really a she shark. She shark.